Next up, we have Dr. Christopher Chong, an obstetrician and gynecologist with Glen Eagles Hospital. In this joyful season, it's also time we spend with loved ones, whether there's a party, a vacation, a gathering at someone's house. For those suffering from bladder weakness, it's going to be a problem. The thoughts of unwanted leaks, they hinder your enjoyment. But really, you shouldn't have to halt your plans, right?
Absolutely.
There's got to be a way around it.
Good morning, Dr. Christopher Chong. Thanks for joining us today.
Nice to see you guys again.
Yes, it is. Very nice to see you.
And here's your welcome question.
Yeah.
What causes urinary incontinence?
Actually, there are basically three main problems. That of childbirth. We know how big the birth passage is.
Yeah.
So especially in childbirth, when the head of the baby goes through, it stretches muscle, tears tissue. So some damage is done there. The second trigger is at menopause. And menopause, there's not enough hormones, so the supporting tissues of the organs will become dry and lose its elasticity. And then, of course, prolapse and incontinence can occur. Of course, the third thing is, these days in Singapore especially, and in many places in the world, obesity. Human beings stand up, and instead of being on four, so when you stand up, you have a big tummy pressing on the pelvic floor. Over a long period of time, prolapse and incontinence can occur. Can I show you just something here, please?
Yeah.
So, this is the front of the body. This is the bladder. Behind the bladder is the womb. Then the womb is the intestine. So, these three organs are all supported by the same set of muscles called the pelvic floor muscles. So, if these muscles are damaged, so prolapse can occur and incontinence can occur. And it can affect three organs, which is why urogynecology, the person dealing with obstetrician gynecologist like me, and I'm also a urogynecologist, deal with the bladder and prolapse and the bowel problem as well.
We're with Dr. Christopher Chong, obstetrician and gynecologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore. Now, we found out about urinary incontinence in females. When we come back, we'll find out about the men.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glen and the Flying Dutchman. You are tuned in to Health Sense, and we have this morning with us Dr. Christopher Chong, obstetrician and gynecologist at Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore. Once again, good morning, Dr. Chong.
What about males who have urinary incontinence?
Oh, it's a totally different thing. The main reason for female not holding the urine, leaking urine, is because the door of the bladder cannot close properly.
Right.
And that's the main cause. For the man, it's a different thing. It's because of the prostate. Every man has a prostate.
Right.
And the prostate will grow in every man. When it will grow, usually near 50 and above.
Right.
And grow to what stage to cause an obstruction depends on the individual.
Ah.
So it's an obstruction to the bladder outflow in men, causing urinary retention. So you're so overloaded with urine, that's why urine leak out. So it's a different thing from a female where the door of the bladder cannot close. When you exit, urine comes out.
Right, right. Right. Wow.
So for guys, how do we reduce the size of our prostates, as we grow older?
Two ways. Some people take medication to soften the outflow tract so that urine comes out easier. Of course, obstruction needs to be removed, and that's by surgery. You have to scrape off part of the prostate to reduce obstruction.
Wow. Right. Wow.
Thank you, Dr. Chong. We'll come back with more from Dr. Chong, so stay tuned.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glen and the Flying Dutchman. You are tuned in to Health Sense, and we have this morning with us Dr. Christopher Chong, obstetrician and gynecologist at Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore. Once again, good morning, Dr. Chong.
Okay. Drinking alcohol, it's that time of the year. I mean, you know, everybody's out drinking alcohol. I take it would worsen the condition, does it?
Urinary incontinence, two main types in female. One is when you leak urine, when you cough, sneeze, run and jump. That's called stress urinary incontinence. The other type that's very common is called urge incontinence, where you cannot hold your urine. Before you reach the toilet, urine leaks out.
Mm.
The treatment is totally different. Coffee, tea, alcohol cause urge incontinence get worse.
Okay.
So this affects this part of the urine because it increases the urine flow to the bladder.
Mm.
And for people with urge incontinence, the bladder capacity is small and the bladder tends to contract when you have urine inside.
Yeah.
This contraction is cannot be controlled, so it's involuntary. So we can use medication to reduce this contraction. Mm. A normal person holds about 400 cc of urine before they feel like going to the toilet.
Okay.
A person with an overactive bladder, that with urge incontinence, maybe at 150, 200, and they need to run to the toilet. So this is totally different from coughing, sneezing, running, jumping, leaking urine. Mm. The door of the bladder cannot close properly, that's why urine comes out. So treatment is also totally different.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Chong, for joining us today.
Thank you.
You know, that was very, very interesting.
Yeah, learned a lot today.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.